We're back here on Giants.com. Day 5 of practice is in the books. I'm John Schmelk. He's Paul Dottino. First day of full pads. And Paul, the guys were hitting today.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the guys were looking forward to this, John, especially the veterans who know that the new CBA from a couple of years ago doesn't allow a lot of hitting during training camp. The Giants will have 6 full pads practices during this training camp. Today was number one. And I got to tell you something, there was some hitting going on.
And that means your first 9-on-7 drills, which is the offensive line, the tight ends, running backs, and quarterbacks, going against the front four and the linebacking core. And Paul, one guy did stand out to you today with the hitting.
Yes, on the offense, it was fullback Harry Hynoski. Now, Henry had said to me earlier in the day that as a fullback, if he doesn't love contact, then he's in the wrong sport. And you know what, John? He really showed some good time licks today. In fact, Kennard on a blitz got stood up by Hynoski on a play around the right side that really impressed a lot of people as they were watching it.
And Paul, Devon Kennard with a hit of his own really laying it to David Wilson during those 9-on-7 drills, so big hit out of him. Then you have some injury news. One new injury, Trindon Holliday tweaked his leg during punt return. They'll reevaluate him. Xavier Grimble on the side with a hamstring injury. And then you have Odell Beckham Jr. still not on the practice field, really trying to get that hamstring injury ready and healed up. Coach Coughlin talked about that with the media.
It'd be nice to get him back practicing. He actually looks pretty good out there moving around and catching the ball, and he doesn't favor anything. And I'm just hoping it's a real short amount of time.
And, Paul, it doesn't take a mind reader to sense Coach Coughlin's frustration. He wants to see his rookie first-round pick on the field.
Yeah, you know, John, the first preseason game against Buffalo is only about a week away now, and this number one pick has really not been able to go through a full practice at full speed as of yet. And, you know, they want him in there, not just for practice, but they want him in the game. I don't know if he's going to be able to play in the game if he doesn't get out in practice.
Remember, he missed 3/4 of the spring practice as well with the same hamstring. So a big thing to keep an eye on for the New York Football Giants as training camp practice continues throughout the week at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. For Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time.